I appreciate where the Minister's coming from, and he's reading a response from the Department of Health. When you look at the spend on the patient taxi service within the HSE in 2010, it was €26,025,000. Last year, which is the most up-to-date figures according to a recent PQ, the figure rose by €1.6 million in 12 months. €1.6 million. We're looking now. The figures are being disputed. Actually, the HSE figures of 5 persons per day are being disputed by the bus operator, and I think he has more up-to-date figures. I think that maybe there's question marks over the HSE figures, but that really isn't where the argument is. The argument is really this is an essential service. The taxi budget within the HSE, because the HSE have a responsibility, will, in my view, escalate if this service is withdrawn. Because how are sick people who cannot physically go into a public transport vehicle, which is no disability, disabled persons access, travel to and from Dublin for an essential appointment without necessitating a taxi paid for by the HSE? The costs on the HSE will actually escalate if this service is withdrawn. And I've spoken to people that work in the health sector who have actually confirmed that to me. So, you know, it's wishful thinking to say, on one hand, we'll save €100,000, but sure, to hell with it, the budget's escalating by half a billion this year anyway. It just does not make sense.